welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi.
I'm Christina Staffa.
Our next guest has been turning heads for quite some time now. In 2015, she graced the cover of Sports Illustrated's swimsuit issue, and now she is turning remotes to Lifetime, where she hosts Project Runway Junior, which can be seen Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. It is great to say hello to supermodel Hannah Davis. Hannah, welcome to the show.
Hi, how's it going? Thank you for having me.
Ed is very happy today.
I'm thrilled Yes, I'm thrilled to have you on the show.
He's in such a good mood today, Hannah. I mean, it's amazing. I've never seen him this happy.
The sky is blue. The flowers. Well, there are no flowers. It's the dead of winter. If there were flowers, they'd be blooming. But let's talk about Project Runway Junior. It is bringing America the next generation of up-and-coming fashionistas. Tell us about the show.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's essentially the same show as Project Runway, except for its kids. So the kids are 13 to 17 years old, and it was just such a fun experience working with them because they're, you know, unlike adults, they're not jaded. They don't really know what they like yet. They don't really have a fashion aesthetic yet. They don't have a brand yet. So it's been really fun to kind of guide them and help them and be on this journey with them because they're just figuring out themselves and what they like. And that was kind of, I think, the most fun to just see, you know, from the beginning till now, how much they've evolved and grown.
And the winner gets hooked up. I mean, they get a scholarship to FIDM in California. They get a sewing and crafting studio from Brother. A feature in 17 magazine, which Ed, if, in case you didn't know, is every teenager's dream.
Oh, I did know
by
that.
By the way.
Yes. Yeah,
and $25,000 to help them launch their line. That's amazing.
That sure is.
They're reminded of that whole package every
Sure, of
episode.
Course.
Yep. So, yeah, they know what's at stake.
That's very cool. Now, everybody knows you as being the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover in 2015. And I find this a very interesting story behind the shoot. You shot this on a farm in Tennessee. I mean, usually you hear about these exotic tropical locales. And there's Hannah on a farm
in
Tennessee.
That's really hot.
Really?
Yeah.
Really down home, the whole thing?
I think so.
The whole country aspect?
Absolutely.
Now, if I remember correctly, Hannah, I think you were telling Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show that you found out, like, last minute you were going to do your cover shot that day, and you were, like, you know, hot as could be. They had to bring you into a car and turn the air conditioning on to get you ready for this. That is not really the best atmosphere to work under, is it?
No. Well, so this is a thing. I don't know if everyone knows this, but every girl gets a cover try.
Okay.
So it's not like I felt extra special that I was getting one. So you get one every year. So at some point during the day, whether it's a certain bikini or it's just a certain shot they have in mind, they'll say, okay, this will be your cover try. So when they told me that, I was just so bummed because I felt like it was the last shot of the day and I had been riding a horse for 2 hours trying
you
to get
and horses.
That shot.
Yeah.
You and I know. So riding a horse, trying to look sexy with no saddle.
Oh.
Bareback.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was so hot that time of day. I mean, it must have been like 3 or 4 in the afternoon. And I was just drenched in sweat. My hair was wet. I mean, it was not a pretty sight.
Oh,
and
Ed thinks
like,
it was.
Don't worry. Just jump in the car for a minute. We'll turn the AC on, give you a moment, and then we'll just try to shoot a cover.
And it worked.
But look how it worked out. It's amazing. And I was also blown away by the reaction that your mother had when you told her that you did, in fact, get the cover. What did she say she did?
I think she said she Peter Pants.
Yes.
Something.
There you go.
Proud mom.
Special moments that you'll never forget.
I know.
It's amazing.
Poor thing, because she didn't realize that I was being at that point, they were filming this whole thing go down.
Yeah.
She didn't know I was even on the phone or that they were filming us on the phone. But I had her on speakerphone.
Oh, no.
Like, Hannah, why did you do that to me? I was like, I don't know.
But no one will forget
I
that
knew
moment.
She would
no.
say something funny. So,
yes.
Yeah.
You know, and one other thing I do have to get in here. The other thing that a lot of people know you for over the past year or so are those Hannah and her horse spots on TV. Now, when I mentioned to a few folks that I had you on, that's the first thing they're saying. Oh, that's the girl and the horse. You know, let me just say this right now because I never thought I'd have this chance to say this anywhere. I never wanted to be a horse as much as I did when I watched those commercials.
Can you just tell him to go take a walk already?
They were for DirecTV, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
You know what? Goodbye to my cable company. I'm going
to
hook up like satellite dishes on my car. I'll put it on my office here at the studio. But no, it's very cool. Everybody knows you for all this stuff. Now, that's got to be really neat.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, the horse thing comes up quite a bit. I mean, I swear to God, every time I do an interview, someone's like, "Oh, I'm surprised you didn't bring your horse."
Funny joke. Haven't heard that one before.
We don't stoop to that level here. I said I wanted to be the horse, but I didn't say, "Did you bring your horse?"
All right. So you wanted to be a professional tennis player. You grew up in St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands. That's pretty cool. It's different.
So how did you, switch from wanting to be a tennis player to becoming this major supermodel?
I guess it was a kind of a slow transition because I got scouted at a tennis tournament and then eventually I signed with IMG in New York, and I was trying to balance both. So I'd come to New York for the summer to do modeling, and then I would be practicing and I'd have sometimes bring my coach with me. And then I was trying to get to tournaments, but then I would be booking a job or I'd be going to Europe. And so it was hard to turn down because at the time, you know, or I initially really started modeling because I felt like, okay, I can pay for my lessons now and I can, you know, I can get some, buy some rackets and maybe get a sponsorship. And, but then eventually, you know, modeling demanded a little bit more time from me than I had expected. And I, you know, I ended up quitting tennis and going, you know, full-time modeling.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Good choice.
Don't look back, right?
I mean, supermodeling, you
know, exactly.
people think, oh, you're a model, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, there has to be some hardship or drawbacks with being in this profession.
What's the worst part of being a supermodel? Is there one?
Is there a bad part of this whole thing?
You guys are funny. I mean, I don't think that my job, I think with any job, it's a job. So there's some great parts about it. And then there's some parts that, you know, I complain about sometimes. And I mean, although I'm very, very lucky, there's times where I get frustrated because there's certain times a year where I don't get any days off. My days off are the days that I fly and I go on not a lot of sleep, trying to look halfway decent, doing press tours, you know,
flying
all across the country and the world sometimes. So no, it definitely takes a toll on your body. I mean, even when we finish, we are launching, we're doing a Sports Illustrated swimsuit launch because the issue is coming out in a few weeks. And that's always a time where I'm just, by the end of it, I am just completely depleted of any energy. I have nothing left. I usually get sick after.
It's that time of year.
I'm running on empty.
It's cold and flu season, Hannah. You better watch out. It comes out in February. That's a bad time to let the swimsuit issue out.
I need to go get my shot.
You know, everybody knows that you are engaged to former New York Yankee Derek Jeter. Now, think about this amazing wedding that two guys could have. I mean, you could pick any magical, wonderful location on the earth. What if the Yankees were to come to you guys and say, you know what? We're going to let you get married on the field at Yankee Stadium like this July between games of a doubleheader with the Indians.
No, thank you, Ed.
Is that a non-starter with you?
No, thank you.
Thank you very much, Hannah. No.
I mean, who wants to get... I mean, I don't know.
Come on.
I personally wouldn't want to... Yeah. Get married on a
baseball field?
When you can get married anywhere in the world, why would you pick Yankee Stadium?
Think about this.
No.
Derek would have a number 2 on the back of his tux.
Okay.
Hannah will have a pinstriped wedding gown. This could be so cool.
This is a man's fantasy, not a woman's fantasy.
Yes, definitely. This is,
And you know what would be really great? You know what we could have as Derek's best man? A horse. There you go.
Oh, boom.
See? We're dreaming up this fantasy wedding for you.
The fantasy is getting better and better.
See? It's what happens when you do a show. The mind's always going around.
Boy.
Well, once again, don't forget to check out Hannah hosting Project Runway Junior Thursday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Lifetime. Hannah Davis, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have a
great
day.
Thanks, Hannah. Bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
We made her laugh.
Oh, yeah.
She said we were funny. She enjoyed the time she spent with us.
You are having the best day of your life right now, Ed.
Now, if you haven't seen these horse commercials, folks, you've been living under a rock. Because there she, you don't see them anymore. They were all over the place, like last summer or whatever. And she's riding around in some countryside or along the beach, and she's on this big white horse. And I don't know what the hell she's talking about, but I think it's for direct
TV. She doesn't really talk. The horse talks.
Oh, that's right.
She's on the horse, and then it pans off.
Yeah.
And it's the horse talking about direct TV.
I ain't listening. I am just watching. It is a visual, to say the least.
She is a very beautiful woman. She is. Extremely, extremely beautiful.
She's
beautiful.
Very down to earth.
And she has beautiful eyes.
Yes.
Yes. And down to earth, which is very nice.
Yes. So I think she's a fan of the show. And she does not want to get married in the field at Yankee Stadium.
No woman does.
I'm a Met fan, but I'm just painting the picture thinking it's a possibility.
No.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoppa.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This third-generation driver was popular with fans, but never as successful as his dad and grandfather. He posted 8 wins and earned more than $32 million in his career.
Here's Kyle Petty coming off of turn 3. He takes the checkered flag and wins the Champion Spark Plug 500.
So where is Kyle Petty now? Kyle is an analyst on the Speed Channel and focuses on his annual charity motorcycle ride across America. Money raised goes to Victory Junction, a camp the Petty's created for children with terminal or chronic illnesses. The camp was founded in the memory of Kyle's late son, Adam, who was killed in a racing accident in 2000.
We don't want the camp to be a burden financially for their parents. It's totally free to everybody that comes. So we look for ways to identify new kids and at the same time pay for them.
Kyle's given a new meaning to Victory Lane. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Who's this where from?
Blondie from Sacramento, California.
What you doing?
Having fun and enjoying the ride.
Half tank of petrol will take you all the way to Yosemite National Park. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Blondie on a bike is such a great feeling.
Best ride?
You can ride up through the Folsom Hills. You can ride on the river roads. Just anywhere, really.
Special place.
Yosemite? That's a gorgeous ride over there.
Bridal Veil Fall, El Capitan, Granite Cliffs, and Tunnel View.
Relief, relax. Anything I had stress, the minute I get on the bike and take off, it's gone. It's just focus, and it's just so peaceful. I just love riding.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.